I am peace, and so I see peace everywhere. I am peace, and so I see peace everywhere. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. I am peace, so I see peace everywhere. We may wonder why we don't see peace in the world. We may wonder why we don't see wholeness in the world. We may wonder why we don't see abundance in the world. And yet, if we were honest with ourselves, we would see abundance everywhere. We'd see abundance in nature. We'd see abundance in everything. We read about people who have great abundance. We read about billionaires and people who are multi-billionaires, and years ago it was millionaires. All depends on how we look at things. Do you look at things and do you see peace wherever you look? I am peace, so I see peace wherever I am, everywhere. I see peace in all of the activities of nature. I see balance and harmony wherever I look. I look at my family life and I see balance and harmony. I look at my world about me. I look at the people I work with, the people who are with me on my employment, and I see balance and harmony. Everything I do, I see balance and harmony, and I'm grateful and delighted and thrilled to see the balance and harmony, because that's what peace is all about. If ever I have brought to my attention something that is not balance and harmony, I immediately look at it with balance and harmony and see it with balance and harmony and know it with balance and harmony. It's my choice to do that. Not only my choice, it is my necessity for me. It is the very essence of my being to see balance and harmony everywhere, to see peace everywhere. No matter who I'm talking to, no matter what I'm talking about, I see balance and harmony. No matter what is going on in my world, I see balance and harmony. I love balance and harmony because that's what makes my life go round. I look at my body and I say, my body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function, my body is whole and perfect right now. Every organ, action, function, my body is in balance and harmony right now. I am peaceful within myself, and therefore my body is in peace. My life is in peace. Everything I do is in peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. It began in my thinking. It began in my life. It began in my awareness of who I am. And what a joy it is to have me in the life of everyone around me. Because everywhere I look, I see everyone harmonious. I see everyone enjoying each other. I see everyone smiling at each other. And I smile so broadly, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so joyously. I smile all of the time. And everyone who looks at me says, "Wow, what a lovely smile you have. What a beautiful smile. What a great smile. How fantastic." And that's what it is. Now, they say only fools and idiots and people of that nature are smiling all the time, are finding joy in life all the time. Well, perhaps it'd be a good idea if we would be like a fool, like an idiot. If we would be without concern about anybody else's world, anybody else's problems, anybody else's life, even our own, and only see in our own life all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. Only see in our own experience everything that is delightful, everything that is uplifting, everything that is fantastic. We can do that. We can do that. But it takes a decision on our part whether we choose to do that. Do you choose to live in a happy world? Then it's up to you to be happy. Do you choose to live in a peaceful world? then it's up to you to be peaceful. Do you choose to live in a world filled with abundance of every nature? Money, objects, things, everything? Then it's up to you to live that way. It's up to you to count your blessings every single moment of your life. Count your blessings and know how wonderful your life is. Know how wonderful everything in the world is. Know that it is all good and very good. It's up to you, it's up to me, to decide what kind of a world we want to live in. What kind of a life we want to live. Do we want a life that's filled with every beautiful, glorious thing? Well, then, it's up to us to do it. Some children are like this. They come through life with a happy attitude. Their mothers and fathers are always saying, "What a beautiful child, what a wonderful child, what a glorious child, what a happy child, what a fantastic child, what a magnificent child, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful child." And they're saying that about their children all the time. And they have such wonderful children. The wife and husband say that about each other. And they have the idyllic marriage. They have a marriage filled with love and harmony and peace and goodness. They have a marriage filled with all that is good and beautiful because they are good and beautiful. They look in life and find who they are. They look in life, they look at someone who comes to them with a problem and they say, "Hey, what good thing happened to you today? What wonderful thing happened to you today? What happy thing happened in your life today? What goodness took place in your world today?" And the people sometimes look at them chagrined and surprised, and they say, "My goodness, how did you know I had something nice happening in my life today?" Well, that's our nature. We look out into the world. We look out into life. We look at everything, and we see who we are. And because we are happy, because we are delightful, because we are charming, because we are excited about life and all that life is, because we are, life gives us everything in return. It says to us, we are that which we think about. We are that which we talk about. We are that which we love. We are that which is the allness of all. And how great and wonderful that is. How fantastic it is to be the allness of all. How fantastic to say, "I am peace, and so I see peace everywhere. I am peace, and so I see peace everywhere. Yes, I do." And how wonderful. How wonderful. Can anyone do that? Does everyone do that according to their own inner belief about themselves? As we train our children to always see good, to always be loving, to always be kind, to always be grateful and marvelous with themselves and their world, so they are. But we have to be that way with them. We have to say to the children, "You are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are magnificent, you are everything that's good." We have to say that to the children ourselves. Because if we don't say that to the children ourselves, how do we expect them to live that attitude of life? How do we expect them to be in that way of being? Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So today, I think in my heart, I am peace. And so, I see peace everywhere. Today, I say, I am abundance, and I see abundance everywhere. I am unconditional love, and I see unconditional love everywhere. I see the abundance and the allness of the universe right now in my life. And I say, I am peace, and so I see peace everywhere. And that's what you see everywhere. You see peace everywhere, because that's who you are. That's who you are, and that's who you will always be. Whatever it is you think about. So think about it today, claim it today, know it today, and enjoy it today, because that's what it's all about. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.